Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
This morning I'm going to say a few words about longing. And I think most of the time when we think of longing, it's in the romantic context. You know, lovers are separated and they long to be joined again. This is somewhat different, although very similar at the same time. Rengetsu has a poem titled Longing in the Wind. I await my beloved who is not yet here. The moon in the pines and the voice of the wind provoke my longing. Now, to me, the longing being expressed here is deeper than just simply a desire for another person or a desire for things. It's sort of the unconscious force that exists in each of us for reunification, for connection. It's the force, whether we're aware of it or not, that keeps us coming back over and over again to this practice. When I was an infant, I was abandoned by my mother, and I was raised to believe that my stepmother was my real mother. And it wasn't until I was a teenager that I was told the truth about this. And finding this out helped me understand why I was drawn to the spiritual path so early in my life. On some deep level, some level for which I had no words, I was drawn to connection. Not only, however, biological connection, but also some fundamental sense of connection to the world around me. The force of this longing for reconnection is very powerful, and it's very similar to that same force that I had as a child who had lost his mother. Many years ago, at the Zen Center of Los Angeles, my Zumi Roshi was about to give a Teisho. It was probably like the fourth or fifth day into the retreat, so the sitting energy was very strong and very deep. And my Zumi got up and took his place at the head of the meditation hall. But he didn't say anything. He just sat quietly for several minutes. Finally, he turned to Bernie Glassman, who was his head monk at the Sesshin, and who was sitting next to him. And he turned and said to Bernie, "What is mother?" And Glassman gave him, I don't remember exactly what it was, but some kind of Zen answer. And my Zumi shouted at him, "No!" And then my Zumi sat silently for several more minutes as tension grew in the meditation hall. Finally, a young Zen student summoned the courage to say to my Zumi, "Roshi, can you please tell us the answer? What is mother?" Again, my Zumi remained silent for another minute or two. And then suddenly, he began sobbing unashamedly. My Zumi had been close to his mother, and she had died when he was just a little boy. And in that moment, he was offering the perfect and most direct answer possible to the student. He was expressing his grief and his longing for his deceased mother, a longing to restore the broken connection with her, a very, very powerful expression, particularly for a man raised in Japanese culture. So I think the same powerful grief and longing can arise in each of us regarding our lost connection to the divine, the loss of being at one. And this loss, this energy, is not always clear at first. You know, we show up here, we sit, we go to retreats, we sit at home. In that process, there is this energy, this force, this desire, this longing. Dogen wrote, "Just when my longing to see the moon over Kyoto one last time grows deepest, the image I behold this autumn night leaves me sleepless for its beauty." British Zen teacher G.U. Kennett Roshi has said that most of us are like a fish caught on a hook, and the Buddha is trying to reel us in, and the hook holding us is our deep spiritual longing. This deep longing for connection. And this leads to a profound crossroads. Will we let go? Will we surrender to this longing and allow ourselves to reunite with the divine? This crossroads can be frightening, a frightening point to arrive at, because we are being asked to let go of everything that we believe that keeps us secure. It ultimately requires a complete surrender of everything we think we know, so we can see clearly and directly the truth of who we are. Coming to terms with this longing requires having great faith in ourselves, and also in that deep internal force that is seeking reunification with the truth of who we are. So if these words ring true with anybody sitting here, I would encourage you to surrender to that energy. Ultimately, it's entirely safe and completely freeing.